From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence could spin out of control. He made this statement after a diplomatic trip to the region. He met with leaders from both sides. Kerry said Wednesday, after flying to Boston, that the U.S. has been encouraging Israel and the Palestinians to take steps to reduce tensions and demonstrate a true commitment to the two-state solution. Kerry said, he says, "We may be reaching a pivotal point now where both sides have important decisions to make for the future. We obviously hope they make the choices that will advance a process for lasting peace." Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, meanwhile, Wednesday said Turkey's downing of a Russian plane looks like a planned provocation, but that Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Lavrov said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. He canceled a planned trip there on Wednesday, but did speak with Turkey's foreign minister, and the two agreed to meet in the coming days. That's the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. He's speaking to lawmakers and says Turkey has no intentions of straining ties with its friend and neighbor Russia. Meanwhile, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country was simply defending its security when Turkish fighter planes shot down a Russian jet and that he does not want any escalation with Russia. This year will be the hottest on record, and 2016 could be hotter due to the El Niño weather pattern. That's according to the World Meteorological Organization Wednesday. They warn that inaction on climate change could see temperatures rise by 6 degrees Celsius or more. VOA News. The United Nations welcomed a peace agreement signed by two tribes in southern Libya and reiterated its call for the approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Qatar brokered the deal between the Tuareg and Tibu tribes in the town of Ubari, and the state-run KNA news agency says it includes a permanent ceasefire and the return of displaced people to their homes. Students in Brussels returned to class after a two-day shutdown over fears that a series of simultaneous attacks could be launched around the Belgian capital. Special measures are being taken. Underground transport in Brussels slowly started up again after a four-day closure. This local woman says there is more security visible.
A lot of difference, yeah, because before there is no army, no police. But now we can see the police and the army, so we are a bit secured.
Belgian authorities, meanwhile, have deployed more than 1,000 security personnel and soldiers. Tunisian President Beji Caid Essebsi is holding an emergency meeting today with his Security Council. It comes a day after an explosion there killed at least 12 people in the country's capital. A blast hit a bus carrying members of the country's elite presidential guard on a tree-lined avenue in the center of Tunis. Security and presidential sources said the explosion was an attack and that it was not immediately clear whether it involved a bomb or an explosive was fired at the bus. This is President Beji Caid Essebsi speaking on national television Tuesday night. He said Tunisia is at war against terrorism, and he urged international cooperation against extremists who have staged several deadly attacks in recent weeks. Indian army and police officials say three armed militants and at least one other person have been killed in an attack on an army camp in the Indian portion of Kashmir Wednesday. The officials said the militants used gunfire and grenades in their attack, which took place close to the heavily guarded border between India and Pakistani territory. A senior officer said the three militants and one civilian were killed during a six-hour gun battle that took place after the initial attack. Female umpires will officiate for the first time in the world's Women's World 2020 qualifiers, according to cricket's governing body announced on Wednesday. The International Cricket Council said that the qualifier 2015 in Bangkok, Thailand, from November 28th to December 5th, will feature four female officials. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.